Hello everyone, RM James here, and welcome to the second episode of Thoughts of Everyday Life podcast, where I talk about what's behind the books I write and things that pop up. Today, I like to focus on the location where the main character, King Westbrook, lives. The idea came from one of the drives that I went through one day, and I saw beautiful, an array of beautiful cotton bulbs just blooming. And from then on, I got the idea of locating his home in a cotton field, but behind a mysterious forest. Now, picture this, walking through the bulbs of the cotton field and the wind blowing them from side to side, and you standing there, just the feel of the wind and these beautiful plants just moving in sync. Then suddenly you see a road, and then you follow this road. You go in, but then what comes up is a forest of trees. Trees that are intimidating, scary, mysterious, and everything points to not go through it. But your instincts tells you to walk through, because you never know what you will find. Now you're scared, but then you look behind and you see comfort, safety. But that's behind you. But then when you look behind, in front of you, you see this mysterious forest leading you somewhere, and everything in you pushes you through. You walk, and then you hear the leaves and the branches going back and forth as the wind hits it, and everything is all in harmony, in sync. You keep walking, and you keep walking, and you keep walking, and then you see something peak right behind that forest. Now you keep going and you keep going because you want to know what's behind there, what's behind there, and your heart stops pumping and everything about you said something is coming. And then once you break through, what you see is just something majestic, beautiful home with trimmed bushes. The color of the greenage, the grass, everything is perfect. It's just perfect and beautiful. Even the sky and the sun as it hits the house, and you have this certain peace in you. So then you notice someone come out. And this person, as you see him, you get awestruck. And he smiles. He smiles at you. And he's giving you a welcoming smile at what you're looking at. And your hands, he extends his hand, but you hesitate a minute. But what's going on is, should you or shouldn't you? So he speaks. You are safe here. You are welcomed here. So that's something that Kayla didn't realize when she first became a vampire. She was too busy on her problems than to look at what was in front of her. To learn more about Kayla and Kane's encounter, you'll find them in Amazon, and then you'll find it in my blog on arthurrmjames.com. Until the next time, stay blessed. And stay humble, my friends.